White House found itself on the defensive once again Monday following charges by a counterterrorism official that the Bush administration ignored terrorist threats for months. Former anti-terrorism czar Richard Clark has asserted in a book published Monday that Bush failed to recognize the risk of attacks by al-Qaeda terrorists before September 11, 2001. Clark, an aide on the National Security Council for three U.S. presidents, says in the book Against All Enemies that instead of heeding warnings about terrorism, Bush was solely focused on Iraq. In an interview Sunday evening with CBS's 60 Minutes, Clark stated, "I find it outrageous that the president is running for re-election on the grounds that he's done such great things about terrorism." Clark painted a White House almost impervious to terrorism concerns prior to the September 11 attacks and over-eager to pin the blame on Iraq in their aftermath, regardless of the evidence. Clark also revealed that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld wanted to bomb Iraq just one day after the attacks, insisting that country had a better array of targets than Afghanistan. The disclosures echo allegations made by former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, who said in another recent book that the administration was obsessed with ousting Saddam Hussein from its first days. On January 24, 2001, Clark said he wrote to National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice requesting an urgent cabinet meeting on the threat. Instead, he got a sub-cabinet meeting in April, during which Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz insisted Washington did not have to deal with al-Qaeda and should instead talk about Iraq. The veteran White House anti-terrorism official said that when he told Bush that U.S. intelligence had concluded that Iraq had no links with al-Qaeda, the president insisted in an intimidating manner that he find the connection. Political analysts are asserting that the revelation is damaging because it goes right to where Bush allegedly had his strongest re-election card, his ability to fight terrorism. The book will only reinforce the suspicion that Bush's recourse to the United Nations in September 2002 and the few weeks of UN inspections before the war were a fig leaf. This publication also comes at a highly sensitive moment. This week, Clark and former senior Clinton aides, including his Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, will testify to the Independent Federal Commission examining the background to the World Trade Center attacks. They will insist that during the 2000-2001 presidential transition, they repeatedly warned that al-Qaeda was the biggest foreign threat faced by the U.S.